What's up, family? This is November the 13th, 2023. No, this is not a regular episode. This is just a episode. Season 14 starts in January of 2024. Just wanted to speak out a little bit to my brothers and sisters out there. I want to talk basically about who cares on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Let's kick it off, brothers and sisters. This is the problem that you're seeing. This is the problem that I've seen over the last, last couple of weeks. Even though we factor it all into the whole year of 2023, we are still fighting. I'm talking about black people now. We are still fighting for the respect, fighting for people to care when they don't care. But black folks are still fighting for, please like me, love me, be my friend, when we can't even get along with each other. And that's the sad thing. See, everything is based on, I posted a video on my TikTok page. And basically everything is based on a lot of silly shit. Like, our females, they are so caught up into money, wanting to be treated a certain way when they don't even treat themselves a certain way. But they want black men to treat them a certain way. When you are worthy of the treatment, you will get the treatment automatically. You don't have to worry about what somebody's going to do. When you are worthy of the treatment, to be treated like a princess, you will get it. You can't be a female out there all the time on social media, shaking your ass, showing your body parts to other people, and then say, oh, I'm doing it because, you know, it's social media. That shit doesn't work. Because see, when you do that, you exposing yourself. And then once you expose yourself and you get caught, or somebody sees you and they call you out your name, then you offended. Why are you offended? When you did it, you put down the black man. Black women love to put down a black man. Some things are left unsaid sometimes. Everything don't need to be posted for content. See, we are such a content-driven country now. Everything is based on content. And that's the problem. You don't need content for everything. We are in a need of self-love. And until we gain self-love, we ain't never gonna have no love. Because how can you love someone when you don't even love yourself? How do you expect to get treated a certain way when you treat yourself like shit? Because see, we look at our young women. Our young women, there are so many of them entering the sex industry, and that's not a good thing. You know, bragging about who goes up in us. Oh, I was watching one video once. It was these young girls. They were young. It was a mixture. And there was a guy was asking him a question of, you know, how many guys have you been with? One woman said she was with, her count was like 36. And I'm talking about, like I say, they were young. They was in, I would say, anywhere between 18 to maybe 22. And one was like, I guess she tried to top her. I've been with like 40 men. You know, what'd she say? I juice these dudes. And, you know, you bragging about being with 40-something men that done ran up in you. And you're bragging on it. See, this is the thing. Because getting things for sleeping with a bunch of men, not understanding, he's picking up how many men you slept with
and you picking up how many women he slept with. So you entering all this bacteria into your body. Because see, what happens is, once these females get older and start to realize their mind is already warped. And their minds are usually warped because you got so much trauma over the men that you done fuck with over the years. Now you got mental health issues. Because now you at a point where a man ain't gonna want you and you wouldn't know how to identify with a real man anyway. And then once a man find out how many men you slept with, chances are he's not going to even want you. Not for that. He may want you for fun, but he's not going to want you to be his queen. And a lot of females want to be treated like queens when it's like you're not even married. The only way you're getting treated like a queen is if you get married. If you ain't married, you just a girlfriend, you just a pleasure date, you just a fuck toy, you whatever I want to label it as until I get to the point where next. Because if there's one thing and one thing is true, my sisters, you need to get your shit together. Stop always thinking you're better than you are. Because what is happening? There's a new model every day that's rolling. I'm sorry. There's many models that are rolling off the assembly line and they all ain't the color black. That's the problem. There's new models rolling off the assembly line each and every day, and they all ain't black. Eventually, you get a black man or any man, but normally, we're talking about black people. A black man may get tired of driving the same old model, and he might want to try something different. It's just a fact. These are not things that are just out there. These are things that are facts. You know, you have your people out there, of course, because we're not talking about everyone. We can't talk about everyone. You know, there's 50 million black people in America. I ain't talking about how many is in the world. I'm just talking about America. So I'm dealing with 50 million. So you know damn well I can't be talking about everybody who's black in America. But there's a lot of men. That's why you see the brothers getting their passport. That passport, bro, shit. You know, get out of here. White men and other men been doing that shit forever. Getting their passport and going to check out other models. Maybe get a model that's less cranky, complaining, always nagging. That's what brothers is doing. You know, you get tired of having to deal with the same old shit. You deal with that shit as an individual, and then you got to bring it home. What did Malcolm X say in the movie Malcolm X when he was talking to his wife? He would say, all I want is peace in my house. I get all that other stuff out there. All I want is peace. That's what the man want. Man just want peace in his home. Because we as black men deal with a lot of silly ass shit each and every day in these streets. Just being black. Because people have such hatred towards black men. They have such hatred. And these are other people, other groups. And you're like, well, what did we do? We ain't did shit. We just was born black. And a lot of people can't comprehend the fact when you're born black, you got to deal with a whole lot of other shit from other groups. And living in this country, they have made it so bad for black men. You know, everything you get, you damn near got to fight for it. Because ain't nothing given to the black man but a hard time and a headache. So when a man is coming home, he don't want to have that from his woman. And that becomes a problem in the black family. That's why the black man leaves. Because see, the young ones pick it up from their mamas and their aunties and their friends. And the old ones, they have developed these bad habits, maybe because of bad relationships or whatever the situation may be. But when you constantly carrying that shit towards the young generation and you're talking about, oh man, like a lot of these mothers, they break your father wasn't shit and you ain't gonna be shit like him. That's what they tell their sons. And they tell their mamas, they tell their daughters, you know what? Your daddy ain't shit. Don't ever get a man like your daddy. Your daddy may be a good man, but he didn't want your mama no more. Or they may just weren't compatible anymore. And then she blasted him. No reason needed. But that's how women do when they get hurt. They go straight for the jugular to the children and tell them, your daddy ain't shit. And it's like, wow, he didn't want you no more. So he ain't shit in your mind. That's the worst thing you can do to a child, a male or female, is to tell them their daddy ain't shit. Because when you do that, you're trying to win over the child. Maybe you're trying to win over the child, say that. And a lot of times, the child will despise that person who's putting down that parent, because if there's one thing is true, regardless if the man or the mother, he or her ain't shit, they still a parent. They still a parent. And you know what? You only get one set of them. Whether they shit or not, you only get one. Now, like the song goes, you only get one, you only get one, yeah. I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. I can't think of a person who sing that song at the top of my head. But when we have such all this hate towards each other, where are we going? When you have other groups, they may hate just as much as we, or maybe even more, but you just don't see it. Everybody's got a goddamn channel on freaking YouTube talking about the same goddamn thing. And then they come on to these social media platforms and they bring the same goddamn things. Like, goddamn, is that the only goddamn topic we have to talk about? Is how we don't like each other as black men and black women? Is that the only topic that we have? And a lot of people that don't like you, they're happy to see you do that because your mind is already geared towards something else. Your mind is not geared towards things that are really happening in this world, how people are taking over, how these other countries are fighting each other, and how a lot of that affects us in this country if you're paying it attention. But you just keep on with your, everybody wants to be Dr. Phil or Oprah Winfrey. That's who everybody wants to be. They want to be a Dr. Phil or Oprah Winfrey. And when you look at it, ain't nobody gaining nothing from these situations. Nothing. We've fallen further and further and further away from each other. That's why the black family, if you are a black family, you need to stay together and fight for it. Because, see, these relationships nowadays, no one wants to fight anymore. Everybody, okay, you want a divorce and leave. Then you leave. It's like, wow, why'd you leave? Over something silly. Because, see, a lot of people today, to get married, they don't have the backbone to stand and fight for a relationship. That's why relationships only last 5, 6, 7 months. You're lucky if you get a year. Hell, you're really lucky if you can get 18 months to 2 years in these new marriages nowadays, because somebody ain't gonna want to be married no more. But yet you want to have the glitz and glamour of having a production of this big ass production. And then when you get into the real movie, the movie ain't nothing but a flop. It flops. Why? Because they couldn't handle it. They couldn't stay together because somebody got mad. Somebody ain't happy. Boo hoo hoo. It's fun going through the process of getting gifts, bridal showers, all this kind of shit, honeymoons, nice and that. And then once you get down to the first problem, and usually problems start with what? Money. And then everybody wants to scatter, especially the woman. Because usually the women are the ones filing these damn divorces. My first wife, she filed a divorce on me. And then one day she asked me, did you ever think about why you didn't say something? You asked for a divorce. And I gave it to you. That's what I said. You asked for it, and I gave it to you. Because, see, at that particular time, hell, after 22 years, I didn't know how to fight. Oh, I knew how to fight. But it was like, you know, before the divorce, you always hearing, I hope, you know, this and that. And, you know, you mean and you this and you that. And like, I wasn't mean. I just was one of them straightforward guys. And one day, I come home, my sister-in-law delivered me some papers. I looked at them, put them back down on the couch, and continue watching TV. 2 days later, I went and I signed them. That's what I did. It's like, after a while, you get tired of having to go through shit or people saying shit. And it's like, at that particular time, shit, what? I'm in my mid-40s. You know, I got married in my early 20s. I was in my mid-40s. Like, goddamn, you know, shit. You know, and all the shit that I was being accused of, I wasn't. But after a while, I was like, you know what? Here you go. And that's what happened. So, yeah. I understand. But at least my situation wasn't an early exit. I was there for 22 years. I was in a house with my son. My daughter had gotten married, so I was in the house with my son. I didn't leave behind child support payments and shit like that. I didn't leave them living in an apartment. After 20-something years, it was like, okay. After knowing her for damn near 26 years at that particular time, okay. It is what it is. But I stood and I fought and I built in my relationship with my kid's mother. Because all I have is 2 children. That was by my wife, not baby mamas. I don't do baby mamas. I wouldn't have kids with a woman and just say, oh, that's my baby mama. I think that's a silly ass. That's some bullshit right there. And women who want to have a bunch of kids, let a bunch of men run up in them so they can have a bunch of daddies. And that's cool. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. But this is the world we live in. And until we learn and understand, nobody cares because everybody is moving past you while you still bickering with your own brothers and sisters over what? Nothing. Silly ass shit. And that's where we stand. And until we learn to get away from that, which in my opinion, and basically, these are my thoughts and opinions. We're not. Magic was certified. See, you're going to have people who are going to have achievements, individuals in the black race. But until we can achieve as a group, it don't really matter. Yes, Magic was named. So, yes, Magic was named. So we have a new billionaire on the charts. Magic was officially named by Forbes as a certified billionaire. A lot of people may say so, because see, I like Magic. Magic done some great things in the black community. But still, I would say so. Goody for him. We need more than just one black billionaire. We need people to come together and have love for each other. And then maybe we can all become billionaires with each other instead of sitting around complaining about the black man or the black woman. But until that shit happens, we ain't going nowhere. This is the type of shit that's been going on forever in the black community. You get a few who achieve high level and you get those that constantly bicker, complain, and talk about nothing. And that's where we are. Until we can start showing more self-love towards each other, like the title say, who cares? And that answer is nobody. Brothers and sisters, enjoy, and I'll see you in the new year. Peace out.